In studio with me is the one and the only Mayor Martin Ritsma. Mayor, we'll talk about the bus trip that you were on, but let's first talk about why you were on said bus trip. Roma, you were down in the Big Smoke.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, the Big Smoke and a lovely city to visit, but I prefer living in Stratford. So Roma, some people and there's multiple opportunities where we get together as the now 444 municipalities in Ontario that belong to associations like Roma, AMO, Ontario Good Roads. So Roma is the Rural Ontario Municipal Association, and they get together once a year. And the purpose of this is for workshops that might impact councillors, might impact city staff, workshops that include cybersecurity, infrastructure challenges, keeping our city safe, property tax challenges. It's an opportunity for us to hear from our political leaders. We had a chance to hear from Premier Ford. On the hot seat was, for a lot of the discussion, was the Minister of Municipal Affairs and Housing, Paul Calandra. And so it's a great opportunity. I even bumped into people from Gray County, you know, near and dear. That's your stomping ground.
That's right.
But municipalities and whether it's councillors or staff to get together, I believe there were over 2,000 participants to get together and have conversation about like problems that they are, you know, having issues with in their municipality. And chances are, if they're having those challenges in their municipality, it's quite similar to some level in others, including Gray County. And if I could, just for a moment, I think the highest conversation piece was around the fact that our property taxes are being used now to pay for provincial programs and responsibilities that have been downloaded from the province. And when I think about our property taxes across Ontario, we have the second highest property taxes in Canada. And so there is, you know, through them, all the municipalities getting together, there's pushback to the province saying, you have to take some of those responsibilities, those programs off us that you have historically been responsible for, and you need to carry that burden so we don't have to put it on our property taxes. And, you know, things like homelessness, the challenges around that, you know, where the it was shared that in Ontario, a conservative number of 80,000 homeless, 1,400 in encampments, and the costs involved with that, costs with policing, social services, you know, park costs, parks, the costs in parks. So, you know, the Aroma was a good opportunity for us to talk about the concerns about the funding system that currently exists with between the municipality and the province. So an important workshop. And I'm glad I went. I'm in and out. I had a chance to once again meet with our MP, Matthew Ray, who I believe does a great job of representing our riding, but a chance to also rub shoulders with councillors and staff from other, other municipalities across the province.
And you were at Roma, and you got an opportunity also to take a service that we have here in Perth County and Stratford to get to Roma.
Thank you for bringing that up, because we know that we are having challenges, and I continue to address this on an ongoing basis, is we have a great city transit system, but it's beyond the city limits, whether it's PC Connect, or whether it's Metrolinx, which we're working with as well, whether it's VIA. And now we have a great service and continue to have a great service with Onyx Bus. I was so blessed to be able to take that, and they've augmented their service lately. That service, as we know, goes into many locations to the south, to London, and then as we approach the GTA through Brampton, Mississauga, Kitchener-Waterloo. So I had the opportunity to ride that service. Just to give you an idea, I on the way home, $34. So it's safe, it's affordable, it's comfortable, and it was on time. Just to give you a snapshot of that ride at downtown Toronto, outside the Union Station, 4 people got on. At Pearson, 9 other people got on. At Mississauga, 1 person got on. And at Kitchener Sports World, 1 person got on. And those are individuals that aren't in a vehicle on our highways. And those are people supporting a service. And I remind the residents of Stratford-on-Area, I had a young lady that sat beside me on the bus on the way to Toronto on Sunday night from Hanover. Drove in from Hanover. I don't know if you know where Hanover is.
I've been there.
horse raceway capital of the world. Drove in from Hanover to grab the bus to go to the GTA. So I remind residents of Stratford and area, if we use it, then it continues to exist. And a shout out to the driver that evening. That young lady did an amazing job. The roads got nasty between Shakespeare and New Hamburg and Shakespeare, and not a worry. So, yeah, thank you for bringing that up. We know that service is important, and I encourage, once again, people to take a look at it and try it.
Fantastic, Martin. And you rode with someone from Hanover, me being from Gray County. Mm. We call Hanover the Las Vegas of Gray County.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
So there you go. Like,
did you say Las Vegas or Lost?
It's Las Vegas.
Okay, Las Vegas.
And what else do you have for us today?
Well, you know, we talked about homelessness, and this weather reminds us of the importance of us having our eyes and ears out and in our community for those that are homeless or at risk of being homeless. We know the coldest night of the year is coming up, that event on February the 22nd, to support 2 amazing organizations that address homelessness and the risk of becoming homeless with regards to ShelterLink Youth Services and our very own Stratford Connection Center. I remind people to get involved, create a team, join a team, support somebody that is walking. We are one of the highest ranked in Canada with regards to per capita support of this. But I also want to shout out to our social services department. I had a conversation with Jonathan Ritz from Social Services yesterday about where we stood moving into the coldest night of the year thus far this year, last night, where, you know, the outreach team from social services were out ensuring that those people that are sleeping rough have emergency motel stay that they can get into. I remind people that if you know of somebody that is sleeping rough, not to be afraid to call out and reach out to Jonathan Rich and his team and say, you know what, I did see somebody at a location. Also, there are locations during the day, city buildings, whether it's the Rotary Complex, get on a bus, a warm bus, and go to the Rotary Complex, City Hall, the library, that provides warming centers during the day. So an event that's going on February the 22nd to provide a capital to address that throughout the year, but also daily work from our social services department to provide care and need for those that are most marginalized in our community. And I can't thank those men and women that work every day to support those that are in need, those that are under-sheltered in our community.
It would be just, it's horrible any time of the year to be homeless, but right now especially would be just the worst.
So I thank the Social Services Department and the community of Stratford, your ongoing support for so many events that in turn support those that are in most need in our community of Stratford.
And Mayor Martin Ritzman with us. Mayor, in closing, you're wearing a fantastic shirt today.
Thank you. A shout out to the Warriors Club. Tonight they play St. Thomas in hockey. I know the Leafs didn't lose last night, but the Junior Warriors are going to be on ice tonight. It's not a very common date of Wednesday night, but they're, I believe, on the ice against St. Thomas. And the shirt that I'm wearing today is a shirt that they're going to sell at the gate with regards to our Junior B Warriors. And it's all about hockey is for everyone. And it is a reflection that our community is for everyone. And we're moving very soon into our Pride Month, our Pride Week activities that are coming up. And this certainly will help bookend or I guess the front end of the Pride activities that are coming into community. So I invite people to get out to the game tonight, support our Junior Warrior Hockey Club in a great season, and buy a t-shirt that promotes hockey is for everyone in our community, and the idea that our community is for everyone.
Absolutely. The community is for everyone. Mayor Martin Ritzma is for everyone. And he stopped in today with a lovely chat. Mayor, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Ron McLean.